For this path working, it is best if you approach it with a clear idea of how you want your life and your world to be at 5 points in your future. These points on your future timeline will act as attractors for your life. You can choose to place them at any times on your future timeline, maybe just months or maybe years ahead. It is up to you. To lead into this path working, you need to dislocate your etheric double in shadow time. Begin to turn on the spot with one palm raised before you to gaze at eye level. You turn and turn and turn and spin to free your etheric double.
Thank you.
Slowing now. Slowing. Slowing down to a gentle, controlled halt. You are standing still. Calm and center yourself. Breathe deep and easy, letting your breathing slow down as your energies settle. Now sit or lie down, gently easing yourself into a still meditation posture. Continue to be aware of your breathing until your body is quite calm. Now turn your attention to your etheric double. Feel the energies of it, excited and in motion. Your etheric self is becoming dislocated in shadow time, and we are going to explore some more of these strange realms. Your etheric double stands up. You slowly draw yourself up to full height. You look around you. You are in the room or the place that you started in. You are still, with a sense of expectancy, of pleasant attention. Breathe the energy, the expectancy, the tension into your body of light. Everything is waiting. Time passes in a hushed whisper. Time is unwinding with every breathing flicker of energy, with every flash of awareness. Slowly, silently, your future is being created. A future poised and awaiting will, desire, significance. Your will, your desire, your sense of significance. You are quite still. You contemplate moving, and the delicate gossamer of time threatens to break. You feel the moments poised before you, awaiting your decision. You raise your double's hand and look at it. Which hand did you raise? You could have raised the other. You made a tiny, insignificant decision, and one shadow future became real, one of two, creating another moment. Now the double walks out of the space you're in, opens a door and steps out. You expect to see the place by which you entered, but all you see is nothingness with twinkles. A bright path is etched in the void beneath your feet. You are standing on a timeline that runs as far as your next decision. Begin to walk it into the shadow future. Your timeline branches. At the points you will make decisions in the shadow future of your present time. The future is always like this. An endlessly branching, ramifying set of unmade choices, becoming mistier and more complex as you look further into the shadow future. This is the realm of the magics of divination and enchantment. In divination, you seek to uncover the dominant, most probable pattern in your shadow future. That is why divination is best performed for the near future, before the branches of shadow time become too numerous. In enchantment, you seek to influence which timeline out of many shadow timelines will actually come about. That is why enchantment is best performed for events in the further future, where the probabilities, the vague and indistinct timelines, are more nearly equal. Using these properties of shadow time, it is our will to influence the future of ourselves. We will create our own individual visions, which act as strange attractors for our own future. Now you let your double become taller, rising above the undulating plane of shimmering, branching timelines. As you grow taller, you can see further into the shadow future. Now the plane of shadow futures is laid out before you. Nothingness with twinkling lines, runnels of bright sweat on the body of a dark goddess. Now your double begins to move out over the timelines, drawn to the future at increasing speed. You are flying over the plane of shadow time. Suddenly, from some hidden place beyond the horizon, six lines of force strike out. One of them catches you, and you find yourself whirled like a stone in a slingshot, clean out of this continuum, to the first place in your shadow future you have chosen. You land in the life that you have desired for yourself, that point in the future. Visualize it clearly. Walk through it. What you will see, what you will hear, what you will feel. Move around and appreciate this space in your etheric body. Now prepare yourself for the next jump. Let your visualization shrink until it is a tiny bright pinhead of light. As you let go of it, seize the next energy line, which hurls you through shadow time to your desired situation, the next one in your shadow future, further on. Look around at your future world. What you hear, what you see, what you feel. Walk through your vision. Again, shrink visualization down to a dot. The next slingshot through shadow time to your next visualization, your next attractor further on in your future. Visualize it clearly. Walk through your shadow future. What you will hear, what you will see, what you will feel. Yourself even further into the shadow future. Shrink your visualization, let go, and seize the bright bar of light that will hurl you into the next stage of your future. See it, hear it, feel it clearly. Ready yourself for the final shift, the limit of the present experiment. This time, you will be way ahead in the timelines, as far as you want to go. Shrink your last picture. Seize the final line. Go! Into your future. See it clearly. Feel it, hear it, walk through your life. Now carefully collapse your final visualization. There is one bar of light left to take you back to the present. Seize it. You are hurtling back over the shadow timeline to be dropped right on the first timeline of the plane of shadow time. You shrink back in size until you stand with just one broad timeline in view, waiting to branch at your next decision. Let your etheric double fall gently back into your physical body. Breathe deeply. Feel your body's life and heat. Feel the texture of the present moment. You are now stabilized in time. You are in the present time. And remember the power that resides in a decision.